you are willing to rely on your imagination, you'll be treated to a multicultural story of a thriving iron industry. Now we are in the former domain of the Witherby Sherman Company and the Port Henry Iron Ore Company. If we transport ourselves to 1896, we would be surrounded by various mining buildings, shafts, a barn, a warehouse, a sawmill, and a carpenter's shop, all owned by the company. The long, low, green building is the Harmony Changing House, where workers dressed before going underground. The Harmony A and B mines were directly behind it. At the end of a 10-hour shift, miners returned to take off their sweat-soaked clothing and hang them to dry. Then they crossed the street to the boarding houses, got a hot meal, rolled onto their cot, and a few hours later, began the process all over again. You might notice from the steely gray color of many buildings around here that they're made of concrete. The company, tight with money, determined it was cheaper to build the worker housing with concrete reinforced with iron tailings, a waste product of iron production, than it would be with wood, the typical building material of the time. And even better, these homes would require much less maintenance over the years. As operations began to expand for Witherby Sherman Company, more workers came in and more housing went up. The west end of Mineville became a separate hamlet called Witherby, named for one of Moriah's foremost mining families, the Witherbys. It was also the location of Moriah's richest ore bodies. It became the site of extensive industrial development, including mine shafts and pits, powerhouses, separating plants, rail yards, and other related structures. All that required more workers. So at the turn of the 20th century, massive numbers of immigrants were recruited to work the mines. People were chosen to recruit specific ethnicities. For example, Joseph Scazzafava, an early Italian immigrant to Port Henry, was in charge of recruiting Italians.
My name is Tom Scazzafava, supervisor, town of Moriah. I've been in office since 1986. So I've been here a long time. I grew up in Port Henry, New York. I'm a native of the town of Moriah. My grandfather actually was around 14 years old when he came to this country, and he immediately taught himself to speak the language, to speak English, to read and write English, and settled actually in Mineville, New York, and went to work for Witherby and Sherman as a padrone. He never actually went down into the mines, but he made all of the arrangements to bring a lot of Italians to Mineville and Witherby to work in the mines. And he owned he had a boarding house up there. He had a general store. He had a bar room. He had, a lot of different businesses that he would operate. The role that he played was getting all their paperwork together, making sure that everything was done properly, making sure that when they arrived, when he would get them out of New York City, off Ellis Island, that they would have housing available to them. They would have the tools they would need to work in the mines, and he just, did everything from A to Z to bring that Italian workforce into the area. And a lot of those Italians are still here today.
Historian Valerie Rosenquist would add that these newcomers had not been miners originally, but farmers, and came to a totally foreign environment. They had their lives neatly outlined for them upon arrival in Moriah. They were assigned housing and jobs, each ethnic group housed together. On West Street are a series of concrete boarding houses. These were occupied by single men working in the mines. As many as 34 men slept in these homes, accomplished through wall-to-wall beds and a shift schedule. Monica Planka, whose family had run a boarding house for years, remembered her work as a child.
The house had to be cleaned, and cooking was a constant occupation. I frequently stayed home from school to help mother prepare meals and the cold box lunches of meat and cheese sandwiches that each miner took to work with him. As soon as one meal had been served, we had to begin preparing the next.
I hope I can do justice to Monica's morning plight by trying to imagine it here.
Don't you ever run a comb through your hair?
I've been cooking all night.
And I've been peeling potatoes since dawn. 34 men, 3 meals a day, that's a lot of potatoes. let alone doing their linens.
There's no time to collect them for washing. One man leaves and the next is right in the cot after him. Those men are living like horses in stalls. That's the school bell ringing. Monica, you'll be late.
You're running behind. The next shift is coming up. Best put the girl to work.
The men will keep coming up. I'll keep on with the meals. Girl, go to school.
Mama, I want to help. The men will be up soon. You're running low on bread for the sandwiches. I'll make more dough for loaves. Then I'll go to school.
You'll be late, Monica. You'll miss your learning and you need your education. You missed 3 days last week.
Mama, I'll catch up on the learning. The night workers can't miss their supper.
Oh, all right. I'll start on the new batches of bread. You slice up the meat. Tell me about school, Monica.
There are new students every day from so many different countries. Polish, Spanish. I don't know how to welcome them.
Leave it alone. Keep to your own kind, grandchild. And don't be such a hurry to welcome them. We can't even keep the floor clean because there are more cots are added every day. It's wall-to-wall working men needing their sleep. You can't even keep up with the filth and you want to welcome them, huh?
We all work for Witherby Sherman. We're all new Americans. I'd like to welcome them.
Just so you know, girl, we aren't treated the same just because we were welcomed here.
What do you mean?
Well, if you had been here a while and had a better position like those Irish, you might get a two family with a nice hardwood trim inside. Our tenement house, no trim, no bedroom, just a kitchen, that's all.
We have cement trim outside.
Sadly, we lost your father and your grandfather to the mines. They would never have settled for this situation with these new boarding houses for single men. And watch yourself. I don't want those eyes of the men wandering your way. I don't know what's become of this town. My son taken by the accident. You are all what's left to me, mi cucciolo.
I'm sorry, Nona. Mama, I can hear the men coming up from the changing house. Their shift is done.
Carry these to the table, Monica. Be quick about it. And then put on your coat and go to school.